fucking six.
What's up, people? How's it going? How's it going? How the hell is it going? We are back for another episode of Sturtovision, people. We are back. And we got a I don't even know what you want to call this shit.
Shitty shark click.
I like it. I like it. Simple. It's to the point. It's honest. So much passion. So much passion. A shitty shark flick. And I have my complaints.
Just that? Just complaints? There's a lot of weird stuff to this.
I have more than one. But I'm going to get to my main complaint. Because I watched this movie for a specific reason, for a specific line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why Tubi fucking edited the whole fucking movie.
What kind of bullshit is that? That's horrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the movie for one specific line. One. And Tubi edited it out and then went to commercial right after.
Oh. This is why I like physical media. There's none of that bullshit.
Yeah, but this isn't the movie I'd want to buy. But it's like, what the fuck? I know Tubi's probably doing it so they can get more ads, so they can keep it free.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
ads, don't do this. Don't do this. Don't fuck this up. Because what you guys are doing...
It ruins the movie. Like, you want to see this for the lines, and it makes you laugh because of those lines.
Exactly.
And did you know that line was ad-libbed? It wasn't in the original script? The guy was being goofy, and when he said it to the girl, the director laughed so hard and out loud, he kept it in the movie.
I respect that, because... There's the poster. This is the movie we're reviewing, people. This restream is going slow as fuck tonight.
Shark Attack 3, Megalodon.
The terror has surfaced.
Now, if you're wondering, there's no relation to the other two Shark Attack movies. It's just called Shark Attack just to, you know, promote the movies itself. They're not interlinked or anything, so you don't have to see the first two to see this one, which is a good thing.
And really quick, shout out to Queen Latifah. Again, check out the song after the episode. All Hail the Queen is the song title. Link is in the description. And then, of course, the episode title, All Hail the Queen of the Deep. Diving into Shark Attack 3. And this was just... Yeah, it didn't have my favorite line in there. The only line I've watched the fucking movie for. The reason why I reviewed this movie. But that's besides the point, I guess, people. I'm over that. Let's dive into early ratings. No early ratings, no reason. Let's give our number ratings, and then we'll jump into the movie right after that. I'm going to let you go first, my friend. Because you've seen this movie about 47 times.
44. No. This is one of those movies that you watch with a bunch of people just to laugh, have a good time. It's really bad. The acting is bad. The script is bad. The CGI shark scenes are laughable, especially near the end. They're just so bad, you make you want to say, what the fuck? And just laugh. So, again, then overall for me, I do like a shitty shark flick. This does have a lot of good laughable moments for me. Like this one, you just can't take serious. I give this one about a 5 out of 10.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
It's
so stupid. I have so much fun watching it, especially when the shark starts going after the people in the yacht. And we get the scenes with the giant shark coming out of the water. Oh my God, I almost shit myself laughing so hard. On those couple scenes, and then the jet ski scene.
Oh, this movie was so ridiculous. This movie was so ridiculous. But we'll dive into. But I didn't like it. I didn't like it even more so because of Tubi and what they did to me, but I still wouldn't have liked it. So I'm going to imagine that I didn't get to see the line.
I think you can find the line right on YouTube.
Oh, no, I know. But I seen the line from YouTube, and that's what made me really want to see it, was like, I got to see this movie. Like, I got to see it. I was so excited. I seen the scene coming up, even though I know it kept editing shit, but I was just like, it wasn't clicking. I was like, okay, let me see right here. This is the real test. And boom, same dumb shit. Anyway, my rating for this movie is a 1. Yeah.
Well, at least it's not in the negatives.
I thought about that. That's what took me so long. I was like, it doesn't deserve a negative, because it wasn't that bad, and it's something that's not that memorable. I was debating between a negative, one and a 1.
Well, it's got a lot of memorable scenes. They're just really bad scenes, but they're funny scenes.
I think for me, it has one memorable line, though, and I didn't even get to see it in the movie. So, on YouTube. So it's not even the same. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, jeez. It had some funny, like funny parts, more chuckly parts, I'll say, than funny.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it was just bad. And, like, parts that I laughed at was more so laughing at the movie, not laughing because the movie was funny. Like, where the sharks, like, the shark attacks were so ridiculous because they kept using, like, the same shit of, like, a shark jumping out of the water that they, like, grabbed from.
Yep.
That they grabbed from.
Like, they grabbed it from, like, you know, Discovery Channel.
Yes. And then they did some, like, CGI green screen bullshit, and I respect them for it.
That's what makes it so funny, is those bad scenes.
And it was like the same scene all the time. It was just different people getting eaten by the shark in the same exact way. It would be like a group of people, one person, a person on a fucking jet. Well, sometimes the shark would be sideways as well. But for the most part, it was like that coming out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like,
what the
fuck? Oh, when the guy jumps off and the shark jumps out of the water, you can see it CGI'd when he lands into the shark. Oh, yeah. My God, I was dying.
Yes, yes.
Again, this is one of these movies that's rated like one of the worst horror movies out there. Like, if you look up, you know, top 10 like horrible bad movies, this is in those lists a lot just because of those. But again, I found it entertaining. I was entertained through this. Even though I've seen it like so many different times, I know exactly what comes up, but I was still entertained.
For me, like, I can't lie, man. It was I wanted to like it, but I didn't hate it though, but I know I'll never go back to it. It just wasn't, you know. Jayhan, what's good, man? What's good? How's it going?
What's up, man?
This was a shitty shark movie. This was if I've ever seen one. I can't front.
I've seen worse, unfortunately. I've seen some pretty bad shitty movies.
Same here, man.
And this one is a little bit higher on the list, but there's some that are just, oh.
What was it? Piranha Sharks was way worse than this. There's a few. Piranha Sharks. You ever see that?
Yep. I have the German Blu-ray of it.
You would. The German Blu-ray of it? Where the fuck did you get that from?
Germany Amazon. Since it doesn't have a U.S. release, I wanted to see it. Bought a bunch of films from Germany.
That's so fucking much. You don't even understand that. You don't understand, because that is just some mad shit to do right there. Like, listen, man, I'm going on Germany Amazon and buy this movie because I want to see it. I don't know how it's gonna be.
Yep.
I could check it out on Tubi for free and see if I like it or not. I respect that. But you said you like physical media is your shit. You really mean that when you say it.
Mm-hmm.
So you only watch streaming if it's your only hope, or your, you know what I mean? Like, if it's,
if I'm lazy and I'm kind of like on the fence on a certain film and it's streaming right there, yeah, I'll stream it. If it doesn't have a U.S. release at all, I'll stream it, because I bought Piranha Sharks long time ago, way before Tubi, I think, was even a thing, or was just coming out, so it wasn't even on Tubi yet. And it was one of those Sci-Fi Channel movies, because Sci-Fi, a lot of their films never made it to physical, so some were just dead out of nowhere. And the only place you can get them were like Amazon Germany or any of those kind of things. So you would have to go and get a Region B release. So that's what I did. Like the movie Sharktopus, the sequels, Sharktopus versus Whale Wolf and Sharktopus versus Terracuda.
What the fuck is that?
What, you know, the Sharktopus movies?
No. The Terracuda.
What? Terracuda. Part pterodactyl, part barracuda.
That's fucking... I don't even know what to say. I want to see it, though, but...
You have to watch the first... Those you have to watch, right off in a row. Like, Sharktopus is available. That's a Roger Corman film where they mix a shark, a dolphin, an octopus as, like, a killing machine. And, of course, things go happen. Of course, it's going on a killing spree. It's funny as hell. It's got a cool, like, song to it as well. Then they made two sequels, which were never released in the U.S. Like, they were on TV. But after that, they were just nowhere to be found. And once they're off TV, you can't find them anywhere. I couldn't even find them on YouTube. So I said, fuck it. I bought them on Amazon Germany. They were cheap.
There you go.
But a lot of times I will stream. So I will stream if I need to, but...
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. What are you playing? That's my first question. And my second question is, when are you coming out here to review something weird with us? Next week we're doing, as a matter of fact, I'm going to show you guys right now what we're doing next week. This has been, Henry's been waiting for us to do this movie right here. Boom.
Helen Keller. Is this on Tubi?
I believe so.
Because, yeah, I don't have this one. And...
I believe it's on Tubi or YouTube.
Tubi or YouTube? Okay.
Or both. It's maybe on both. But this movie here is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's funny. It's weird. It's wild. You'll see. You'll see. You guys should definitely check it out. You guys should definitely check it out. Because let me talk about that next week. But back to this shit, man. This felt like it wanted to be Jaws. It wanted to be The Meg. It wanted to be... It also wanted to be the low-budget movie that it was. But for certain shots that it did in the movie, you know what I mean? Just certain shots it was doing, certain... I was like, okay, this is kind of like a shot of how similar, not staying the same, but very similar to Jaws with certain things. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But it just didn't... Like, the concept was cool with the big-ass shark, of course. That's always fun. But the acting was just so fucking bad. I mean, the script was bad, too, but the acting was just, like... Oh, man. Which, I get it. Horror comedy, and kind of played up how it was. But still, fuck.
I remember seeing this back on the VHS days, just walking by, and you're at the video store. This is one of those ones that will be a direct-to-video. You're like, what is that? And there's a picture of a giant shark on the cover going after, I think it was a boat or something. You're like, all right, this caught my attention. Let's watch it.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. That's fair. That is one thing you mentioned. That is one thing I miss about going to the video store and writing a movie is the cool cover art for every genre. But... Mainly the horror genre, of course, because that's where you always go to. And just the cool-ass cover art. That's could be the reason why you grab a movie like this, let's say, versus grabbing a movie you've seen 47 times. You're just like, oh, shit, this cover's cool. Let me check this out. It's mm-hmm. here. It's here. It's here, too. It's finally here. Because there's a lot of times, which thinking back to it, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Of course, I was comfortable with a lot of those horror movies. I kept writing over and over and over because I just love them so much. But there's also the fact of it's like sometimes those other ones that you just see the cool covers, that weird shit's already gone. Like mm-hmm. every fucking time you go there, every single time, damn near you go because you're always going on a Friday because you're a kid. That's the only time you listen. You rent some movies on Friday for the weekend. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
The summer you may get a little more flexibility, but it's still like it costs money and you don't have a job, so. Again, the weekend, that's it. Maybe one more time during the week, or it'll be like the weekend, but it'll go from like Thursday to like Sunday instead of Friday to Sunday. You know what I mean? You get that extra day somewhere. But still. What was I gonna say? Yeah, I miss that shit a lot. Even fucking random from the grocery store, man. Remember that?
I like, remember those. My parents would do all the grocery shopping. They would drop me off at the video section. I would be there in hours just looking at VHS tapes or DVDs when they were coming out.
He said he doesn't know what game yet because he's also cleaning. Hey, listen, do what you got to do, bro. And he doesn't know yet. He still feels like he's camera shy. That's weird because I'm comfortable on game. I'm telling you right now, bro, you come on here, you're going to have a blast. You're around here laughing and joking because we start up like a pre-show about a half hour beforehand. We just shoot the shit for a while. And that'll give you time to warm up with the guys. And once we go live, I promise you, you'll be fine. Just watch whatever movie it is, something ridiculous and weird and funny. If you come on Sturtlevision, you'll have a great – I promise you. Ask Worst Damn Gamer. I'm telling you. But, shit, man. Yeah, man, I don't see myself ever watching this shit again. What about you? I know you've seen it a few times, but do you see yourself watching this again?
In the future. Like, I'll probably do it during Shark Week, when Shark Week comes around. Because I know on my channel, I try to do, like, a review of a shark movie once a day for a week. And especially during that week, Shark Week. I don't know if I even did this movie or not, but maybe I would do like say Shark Attack 1, 2, then 3, or do something else. But I would probably catch myself watching this one again for sure.
That's fair. Oh man, Shark Week. That's always fun.
That's a week to watch shitty shark flicks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them out there.
They do pour that out.
And they keep putting them out, which is the funny part. You go to Walmart, and all of a sudden, here's some weird-ass flick with a shark on front, and you're like, all right, I think I'll buy it just because it's a shark movie.
You know what's getting crazy, though, is over the past few years here and there, even ones that aren't that – I mean, they're not, like, horrible. I guess they have a decent budget or whatever. They have a decent enough budget to at least make it to theaters, whatever that is, they made it to theaters. Mm-hmm. But they're not that great either, where it's like it's not theater worthy, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
This could have just been streaming. This should have just been straight to streaming and DVD. No disrespect in Blu-ray, but I feel like with a shark movie, especially, well, I mean with any horror movie, because we're talking sharks, with a shark movie, you want to see the shark, or you want to be really scared by that shark in that movie at least a handful of times. It really needs to stand the fuck out. It really needs to, even if you don't see it a lot, like in Jaws, but when you do see, you know, when you see parts of it, when you see the shit that happens in it stands the fuck out. This shit right here, with them using the Discovery Channel and the CGI green screen and shit, I respect it. Again, I respect it. Use what you gotta do. Use what you can afford, and you did the movie. That's why I gave it a 1 instead of being, you know, giving it a 0 or less. But I mean, it just
Sharknadoes are they're fun.
I would say I like this better than Sharknado. I hate Sharknado.
What? Sharknado is fucking hysterical.
I hate those, but I only watch them for content, but I really just cannot stand those movies.
It's a shark and a tornado. I watched this one the other day. It was called Monsternado.
How was it?
It was bad, but I was entertained. There was this tornado that was spitting sharks, but they also had giant snakes, octopus, some other weird crab-like monsters, and a whole bunch of things just swallowing up and dropping them on people. It was so stupid, but again, I was entertained. I'm like, all right, this is a keeper for me.
I respect that, the whole bad in a good way thing. I just cannot fuck with Sharknado. I tried. I do want to watch the space one, though. I do want to watch that one, so, you know, maybe down the road or something. We have some sharky time.
The space one? Oh, the one that's in outer space?
I guess there's one where they go to space.
Oh, yeah. I think that was part 4. I think it was four. Yeah. One of them had sharks in space and swimming around eating space stations and shit like that. That was hysterical.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's weird. It's because all these cameos are great, too, because all these actors want to have a little part of being in a Sharknado movie. Because the first one blew up. They said the whole lightning in a bottle type deal. That's why they kept making more and more and more, just because people are watching them. People are going, this is dumb, but this is great because we're all going through a hard time. This is what we needed, just to laugh. And here we go. We got B-list celebrities getting chowed down by giant sharks in a fucking tornado.
It's fair, and I get it. I respect it and all that. I just can't fucking stand it. it's you know what it is? It's like Scream to me. But I guess to a different extent, because more people like Scream than they do Sharknado. But Scream is just another franchise that I cannot fucking stand. I respect it.
Yeah, Scream for me is the same shit through the whole entire franchise. It's Dewey, Gale, and Sydney being chased throughout by Ghostface.
I mean,
for the last one.
Just to play devil's advocate, though, man, you could say the same about like Friday the 13th. Nightmare on Elm Street and all those type of movies and Halloweens, but I fucking love those.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, Friday and Nightmare, yeah, it's the same killer, same location, but it's always different people. It's always
very true.
You're always going to have a different final girl. You're always going to have a different scenario.
Yeah, making it different. For the most part, there's maybe like one to two repeat characters per movie.
Partially, but then they get killed. They kill them off.
Yeah, for the most part. Versus having damn near everybody come back. It's like, what the fuck?
And it's like always, but when I know the Scream 5, when they killed off Dewey, I was like, thank fucking God. Everyone was all worried because like they're going, oh my God, they killed him off. Wah. I'm like, good. We're in a slasher movie. We're in a horror movie. Not everyone's going to live through all the time. And it's always the same three all the time. It's annoying. And also the killer. The killer's backstory. All right, I get the first one. First one's great. By all means, Scream 1 is fucking awesome. Get two people who are, they have the good backstories and everything. All right, the second one, we have the mother of the guy and a crazed fanatic. Okay. Third one was like a brother, so we're starting to get in the same thing. But then later on, it's always, oh, I'm a horror fan, or I'm a horror blogger, or I'm family of this person. Yeah. It's like, come on. Change it up a little bit. Stop adding the same trope through the whole entire... Make the killer different.
I feel like with that, the new trope is like whatever is the new popular trend that's going on around that time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, like you said with the bloggers, podcasters, if they have that, if they did or didn't already, or the movie reviews, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, cool, you're throwing that in there to show it some love, but you're only really throwing it in there because it's popular, not really throwing it in there because you enjoy it. But as far as, I do agree. I love B-movies.
I have so many fucking B-movies in my collection.
But then there's just some I cannot fucking stand. And that goes the same with, like, the bigger name movies, like the Hollywood movies and all that other shit. There's some that are just, like, I guess you would say with Scream. I can't fucking stand it. And then there's some B movies I just cannot. It's like, nah, fuck it. I don't want to see that shit anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't need to see that shit again. You know? Which is fair.
When I saw the Nightmare on Elm Street remake, I fucking hated that remake. Oh. Love the Friday the 13th remake. It's like, okay.
And you know what's funny? When back in September, October, during the all Star Vision thing, we did the Freddy vs. Jason, you know, the verses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watching that Nightmare on Elm Street, the remake, I actually really like it now a lot. Rewatching it again. I don't like the look of Freddy still, I'm not gonna lie to you. But I somehow kinda got around that. And I didn't hate it anymore. I actually really enjoyed it. That's for another. You guys can go back and watch that episode. It's on the playlist. I'll just have it. But as far as like B movies though, But they, I feel like when they're done to the point of like, because you know how there's those movies that I feel like they're in the B level, but they try to take themselves too serious. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they can't. I'm not saying a B movie can't be like a good movie; it has to be cheesy. But you know what I mean, to where like they don't have that. It may be the budget, it may be the script, it may be the talent, whatever it is. And it's like, if they knock this down about two notches to about their level, this would be so much better. You know what I mean? With those type, it's like, oh, you're almost there. If you just, so, and then you have the ones that are just like right there that are just like a Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That is a fucking perfect horror comedy right there. It's so ridiculous. But it's a seasonal horror comedy, people. Watch that around the week of Thanksgiving, which that's what I call the week of Thanksgiving, which now starts, it used to start that Tuesday, because that's like the episode, that's like the review, but now, because of Sturtovision, Thanksgiving is moving annually to Sturtovision, that Friday before, so that Friday, Monday before Thanksgiving, the week of, that's when that week starts, we're going to be doing that, so be sure to be there. It's gonna be a good time. Matt's seen it. I've seen it. Jeff hasn't seen it yet. I can't wait for him to see it. I hope people in the chat have not seen it. I like to try to get at least one person every year to see it. One new person every year to see it since I've been watching it. And I've been pretty successful. So I'm hoping to keep this trend going on. Matt.
Yeah. What's that?
Have you seen the Black Belt Ghost movies?
Which one?
No, it's called the Blackwell Ghost.
Blackwell Ghost?
Yeah, the Blackwell Ghost. I mean, oh my gosh, man. Now these, unfortunately, are only on Amazon stream. But right now there's 8 of them out, and they're movie. It's a movie, but it's kind of like a. It plays off kind of like a ghost hunting type of movie. I'm enjoying it. I know some people will probably complain, say it's all that great, but I fucking really enjoy it. The wife put me on. She watched it beforehand. She watched, I think, 1 through 7 before. And then we went through again and watched 1 through 8. We just finished them like earlier this week. And already we're talking about going back and watching it again. I'm going to go back and watch this again for fucking sure. For fucking sure. Oh, it's good. It's a movie, but it's like a series. Like, it plays off like a series the way it does, the way the guy did it. But it's good. It's really good. And there's eight movies out right now. Honestly, and it's something that I think in the future, I don't know when, but I want to do a watch party about it. Or I want to do a watch party going through those. I don't know when. Maybe sometime over the summer or something. Later on down the road, we'll talk about it. But, because I want to watch these shits again. And you know what? Like, why don't I watch with the crew? Why don't I watch with you guys? I think it'll be a fun time. I think it'll be a really fun time. But, yeah, you guys should check that out. That's my, it's 30s. Like, you guys should check this shit out. You know what I mean? Because that series, you can call it a series. It was like a movie series or whatever. That shit was good. I liked every single movie. I felt like they got better and better, in my opinion. And it made you want more. And I believe there's a 9th one coming out. It's in the works or whatever. So it's like,
are they found footage or is it more of a not like, you know, regular style?
Not found footage. It's mostly like one guy in it. That right there is not a bad idea either. We could do that. I can make that happen as well. As a matter of fact, I can probably make that happen sooner because I have those already. The other one, Full Moon.
Mm-hmm. Full Moon.
So I could definitely make that happen. We'll talk. Figure out some dates and shit and some times. It'll probably be on a most likely it'll be on a Friday night. Most likely it'll be on a Friday night, and it may be take place with this episode. We'll just start it a little bit earlier, like around 10 o'clock maybe, 10, 11 o'clock instead of midnight. You just watch a movie, have some fun, and if anything, maybe review it the following weekend if we feel like it. and we're not reviewing anything up different. But, you know, just to have some more fun. This is Stardo Vision. This isn't just going to be podcasting all the time, people. We're going to be having some times. We're going to be kicking and watching some movies. So, shit, that's a great idea, Puppet Master. That's a fun franchise.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fun fucking franchise. Who's your favorite? Mine's Blade.
Torch.
Nice. Mine's Blade. First one's Blade. Second one, I would say, is the Jester. Third one is Six Shooter. Those are my top three.
Yeah, mine would be Torch, Six Shooter, and probably Blade.
But I like them all, though. They're so fucking cool. Like Leech Woman. We have a few of them, too. I want more.
I have a Blade. I have a big Blade figure, and I actually have a mini Torch figure.
So, we used to watch horror growing up, though, but mainly Friday the 13th, because that used to come on USA Network all the fucking time. But so you like more like B horror, like the cheesy type. You like Puppet Master. You probably have fun with what's the other one with the toys? Demonic toys. You know what would be fun though to watch is a weird one like Tales from the Crypt is fun as fuck. I would do something for that.
If you want something similar to like Demonic Toys and Puppet Master, Blood Dolls is another one that Full Moon did. They have three different mini guys that go around killing people. And it's in the vein of Puppet Master.
Okay. I was thinking Dolls, but Blood Dolls. I had a doll night. A doll month.
Oh, Dolls, the one from the 80s there?
Yeah. I like that shit.
That was a good one. The Stuart Gordon one. I sold you that one there, right? You got the Blu-ray from me.
Which one?
Dolls.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, in the future, and I may, like I said, maybe for some Stardo Vision starting, and I'm saying this shit out loud, maybe starting at like 10 at the earliest, but if not 11 o'clock at night, some Fridays, we'll just throw on a movie, have a nice little watch party, have some fun, have some laughs. You guys can, you know, be in the thing in the comments and listen to us jackasses talk about these movies and have some fun. But I think we're going to wrap this one up, though, guys. We're gonna wrap this one up. There's not too much more to say about this shitty ass shark movie. It's on Tubi, but I listen. If you could find it somewhere else on Tubi, if you don't own it, if you can find it somewhere else on streaming, if it's on like Amazon Prime or something, check it out on there because Tubi edits out everything. Let me show you guys what the fuck it edited out. Stay put, because this is this is why I'm so like upset. This is why I'm so upset. We may even talk a little bit more about this because. Just give me a second.
Like, I hate it when they. I always hate it when you watch a movie and it's edited. I forgot. I think it was. I was bored one time and I didn't feel like getting the box set out, so I popped in Nightmare on Elm Street and it was on. I forgot what streaming site, and it was part three, which is my favorite of the nightmares, and they edited it. They were editing, especially the part where Freddy was the nurse scene where he tongue ties up Joey. You see your boobs and everything. It was all blocked out. I'm like, what the fuck? So I stopped and said, I got up and just got my DVD and said, eh.
It is on Prime for the free V thing. And that's bullshit, man. I hate that shit. Because that's the only reason why you want to see certain movies. All right, guys, look. Listen. This right here is why I wanted to watch the movie. And Tubi censored this shit out. And it sent out some nipples.
We'll meet back here at 8 a.m.
Not this.
Don't be late.
This right here. Listen up. I'm gonna shut up.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too, but, you know, I'm really wired. What do you say I take you home and eat your pussy?
Like I said, that was ad-libbed.
Like, that right there... If I got to see that while watching the movie, I may have given this movie a 2 or a 3 instead of a fucking 1. But because I didn't get to see it because of damn Tubi, and I love Tubi, so I hope Tubi's not like taking this pattern of doing this whole censorship, because it's killing content, people. It really is. It's making like podcasts I used to love watching on a specific channel, a specific... I don't want to call them out because I don't want them to, you know, kill me even more, but Yeah, don't do that. Don't censor the stuff. You know, we make it adult content for a reason.
Yep. Censor everything. Fuck censorship.
It's stupid. It hurts content. It hurts content. It makes listeners not want to listen to certain shit anymore because it's like, what the fuck? So, anyway, besides the fucking point, besides the motherfucking point, this movie sucks. You know what? No, I'll keep that a one. I'll keep that a one. I'll say this too. Listen, people, go check out Matt's YouTube channel, You and Your Horror Movies. Which, Matt, yeah. I actually have a question for you.
Sure.
Before we dissipate, before we disappear, do you have movies that you regret buying?
Well, I do regret sometimes, but then you're like, all right, I'll just get rid of it. And then you feel like you waste money on it. But that's the whole gamble on some of these blind buys, that you read the back and you're like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And sometimes you're like, fuck, this movie sucks. I had a couple of those.
I want to talk to you about something off camera. Okay. Some content.
But a lot of stuff in my collection now that I have, I've weeded out a lot of those, and there's no regrets in my collection.
That's good. That's good. But yeah, people, so go check out Matt's YouTube channel. It's fucking awesome. You and Your Horror Movies. Link is in the description, as always. Check out Horror Research 30, of course. Make sure you guys are checking out Sturdovision, Popcorn and Pints. We're still doing Star Wars vs. Star Trek. Go check out Stories from a Bar. I believe he has some lives coming up very, very soon with some cool bands and some cool, cool shit going on. Check out Smarknado. I know they just dropped a new episode. I know those guys just got back from watching Sting's last match live in person in where? North Carolina, Pete and Pablo. You know, just in there, it's been like a helicopter. You know, strip shit. But so shout out to them. Check out the Z Network. And shout out to the Scene Sons. Make sure you check those guys out too. And have a great night. I'll see you in your nightmares. Peace.